First, a lot of conversations about climate change focus on what could happen in the future. But in Wisconsin, the impacts are already being felt. Temperatures have risen statewide, leading to shorter winters, untimely thaws, and hotter summers, among other things. The changing climate also creates challenges for the state's economy, from the recreation industry to disaster relief needed for victims of severe flooding. Current models warn that without action, these problems could get worse. Michael Notaro is an associate director and senior scientist at the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He's with us now in the studio. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, the Institute for Climate Change Impacts has measured temperatures in the state over time and trying to project them into the future. What trends are we seeing here?
Sure. I would like to show the observed changes in our state have been pretty heterogeneous. So far, we've had the greatest amount of warming in the central and northwest Wisconsin, particularly in winter and spring. And those warming has been about 3 degrees Fahrenheit since the past, say, 6 decades. And the state's also getting wetter. In particular, the southern counties are now getting about 6 inches of rain more per year than we got back in the 1950s. We also have more extreme precipitation events. And fewer cold nights and a longer growing season. So in terms of projections, our global and regional climate models are showing that by the end of the century, Wisconsin will probably be about 6 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer annually and wetter throughout the year, particularly the cold season. And the frequency of heavy precipitation events is expected to increase, like, for example, about a 40 to 60% increase in the frequency of days over 3 inches by the end of the century.
Let's pick some of that apart now. And you mentioned the temperature increases being heterogeneous. And, you know, we see an overall number, but it sounds like in a place like Wisconsin, it really varies by season, and those winters are accounting for a lot of the warming. Am I reading that right?
That's correct. The winter and springs have had the most warming, and then also depending on what part of the state the warming has changed. Part of it is that once you get to a smaller spatial scale, you start to see a little more noise in the patterns as opposed to more of a global scale. But in general, the warming's biggest in central and northern Wisconsin, northwest Wisconsin, and the increase in rainfall and precipitation is biggest in the southern part of the state.
Let's talk about some of the impacts of that. And some people might say warmer winters, that doesn't sound so bad, but I mentioned, you know, the recreation industry in the winter, things like snowmobiling, ice fishing. Are there changes that are affecting their bottom lines here?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously big effects on the cold season in terms of our cold season industry. If you look at changes in snow and ice in our state, for example, Lake Mendota now has an ice season that's about a month shorter than it used to be. The Great Lakes are a lot more open in terms of water and lack of ice. And by the end of the century, we're predicting anywhere from like 4 to 7 weeks less with snow on the ground. So that has large impacts. So you can think about hunting, fishing, wildlife impacts. As you have less snow on the ground, that helps deer mobility and they survive more. If you have less snow and you have warmer temperatures, then dabbling ducks like mallards migrate south later. So you might have mallards migrating south further into, say, January and February. And then you have examples for evil and cold water fish in streams. When if you have high temperatures, that limits their reproduction. So we'd expect that brown and brook trout are not going to do so well.
You mentioned Lake Mendota, which I understand because it happens to be right next to the Center for Limnology. I've heard it's the most studied lake in the world, and we've got information going back decades, 150 years and more.
Yeah.
Are we starting to get that kind of information? I know it doesn't go back as far. Are we getting better long-term information about other lakes around the state?
Well, we have data. Actually, there's even been a study by Catherine O'Reilly in which she's analyzing global lake temperature trends and showing most of the global lakes have been warming. The Great Lakes, Northern Europe and Southwest U.S. has been the biggest warming rates for lakes. So we are among the hotspot regions for lakes warming at a very rapid rate.
Talking to Michael Notaro. He's with the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison, looking at the impacts of climate change here in Wisconsin. Now, let's look at the summer a little bit and possible impacts. I understand that there's a higher risk of sustained periods of high heat in the state. Is that right?
Yeah. So far, the observational data for the last few decades has not shown a change towards more extreme heat, but the models are showing eventually we'll be progressing in that region. That's what most places in the world have been experiencing, extreme heat.
So let's talk agriculture then. Like right now, without having those extreme heat stretches out of the ordinary, Some farmers are getting longer growing seasons. That's often good news. But between the risk of extreme heat and then high precipitation events, flooding in particular, can you talk about the up and downside there?
Yeah, in terms of agricultural effects, we know that plant hardiness zones are already shifting northward. We know that even potentially for gardening aspects that plants that are grown in central and southern U.S. might be grown at the end of the century in our southeastern counties of Wisconsin. There was a report basically from Risky Business from the for the Midwest, which indicated for our state that corn would suffer a lot, particularly from the fact that it's going to get warmer in the future, that wheat might potentially benefit. We also know that corn is particularly vulnerable to extreme heat. And then likewise, on the other side, having more CO2 in the atmosphere is also favorable for the plants. So you'd have more photosynthesis, plants are more water use efficient. So there's pros and cons, but the risk is that with more extreme heat, more droughts, that you're going to have more vulnerability to crop loss.
Let's talk about flooding now, because we've seen a bunch of high profile floods, as I think about it, in just about every corner of the state, it seems like, over the last 10, 20 years. Are we just paying more attention, or are we actually getting more acute flooding lately?
Wisconsin and pretty much a lot of the world is getting more extreme heavy precipitation events. And the reason is as the air gets warmer, it can hold more moisture. So when you have a weather system pass through, you can dump that much more moisture. It's kind of like a sponge effect. So I could give an example. Say, since 1939 for Madison, we've been collecting weather observations. If you look at the top 20 rainfall events, half of them have occurred since the turn of the century alone, so in recent years. And we've had more frequent events of over 3 inches in the last decade than we had in the 6 decades combined. So we're definitely getting more extreme precipitation events, and those have very large ecological effects, for example.
And that sounds like a consequence of climate change that's kind of hard to prepare for, because you could say overall the state's getting a few more inches of rain a year, but it makes a difference if you're in the part that got no more rain or if you're in the part that got 20 inches more rain all in the course of one weekend.
Yeah, and the southern part of our state, including Dane County, has really experienced a huge increase in precipitation, heavy precipitation events. The change in the mean climate, it's not really going to have huge resource effects. It's really the changes in your extremes. Mm-hmm. So fewer cold nights, more extreme heat, more extreme precipitation, where precipitation gets distributed into fewer events, produces heavy flooding, stormwater overflows, crop damage, for example.
And then another consequence I've heard about is the risk of disease spread or disease-carrying organism spread. What are we seeing in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's certainly the case, depending on which kind of resource you're talking about. We know that, I think, in terms of our state forests, for example, if you have an increase in temperatures and also an increase in drought, they become more vulnerable to pests and disease. So that becomes an increased condition. So there's also risk to human health, obviously, with extreme heat and also with sewage overflows from heavy rainfall events and resulting cryptosporidium outbreaks in lakes.
And I wanted to ask, with just our last couple of minutes left, what do you see from the state in reacting, the state government in reacting to this?
Well, so far, there's been a lot of restrictions going on in our state. The DNR Science Bureau, particularly did some work on climate change, has been, in essence, shut down. That's kind of made it complicated for our research groups to collaborate in that area. There's also on both the federal and state level, there's a significant reduction in federal funds and state funds that are available for doing research on climate change. At the same time, we continue to do excellent work both at the Center for Climatic Research and the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, and we continue to do work related to climate adaptation.
And could the state and local government, say, be doing more to adapt as these changes are happening?
Certainly. What we need to do is both the balance of mitigation and adaptation. Mitigation is to reduce emissions and adaptations to adjust to negative climate impacts. We've done some work on exploring some potential strategies to reduce some of the negative impacts. That was one of the focus on Wiki that I allude to. And upcoming in 2019, we're going to have a significant contribution of Wiki and CCR in terms of the Natural Adaptation Forum, which is likely to occur in our state, in our city.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Michael Notaro. He's Associate Director and Senior Scientist at the Nelson Institute Center for Climatic Research at UW-Madison. He joined us today to look at how Wisconsin is feeling the effects of climate change now, not just in the future.